Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
You're listening to an extraordinarily busy Breaking News Monday. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, this day will not be remembered as Hillary's birthday. It will be the day ACB became Associate Justice. We'd love that. Why are the NYPD busting into Orthodox Jewish homes? Bernie Kerik will be here. But first, a dynamically huge breaking story with Dr. Gina Loudon. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and we start right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The Vice President, Biden. We'll be doing a lid today. No, I hear he's doing the lid till Thursday. Hey, media, is it till Thursday he's doing the lid? Thursday. In other words, he's taken 40% of his campaign. He's going to lid.
And it may be longer than that, because I don't think they've announced that he'll be officially back on the trail on Thursday. But anyway, welcome into a very busy Monday, Kevin McCullough. That was the president. He is barnstorming Pennsylvania today. If you think that Joe Biden's going to win, if you think Scranton Joe is going to sell, tell the people of Allentown, tell the people where the president has been all day today to throngs and throngs of crowds of people. It's just not even close. These polls are so whack, don't even believe them. But friends, I got to get to this next thing, because I tell you, as it came across the wires this morning, my lovely bride elbowed me as we were walking out of the gym. She said, hey, Dr. Gina's Real America's Voice is onto something. You've got to know about this. Here's the headline. Exclusive. Hunter Biden, quote, brought every single person to the White House, the vice president's house. That foreign business partner wanted and received things in exchange. Dr. Gina Loudon here now with us for more details on this story. Gina, you're doing a great job over at Real America's Voice News, and I want everybody to know that. I want them to follow your Real America's Voice on Twitter as well as follow you. But break this down for us. What did Hunter do that Raheem Kassam is breaking today?
Yeah, well, it's Raheem Kassam, and I want everybody to know this. His show is called The National Pulse. It is on our air at Real America's Voice. And, yes, please do follow us at Real AV News on Twitter. We are trying to break the stories. We have great newsbreakers like Raheem Kassam, like War Room, like John Solomon, breaking these stories every single day that you won't see anyplace else in the news, frankly, Kevin, right. As you know, and many in the news won't even report the stories that we break that are very consequential like this one. So getting right down to it, what this story tells is Hunter Biden talking about his work with a Mexican businessman, but there are many reports also of him cutting deals with other foreign business leaders and men, expecting what is tantamount, allegedly, to quid pro quo. I mean, he is asking for things in exchange for favors from his father's administration. And this is what essentially the Democrats falsely impeached our president for.
Right.
Precisely what they accused President Trump of with no basis whatsoever, that we are looking at in black and white with evidence, with data, in Hunter Biden's own words, saying he's asked his father for the things that this man wanted, that he appreciates staying at his villa, that he was gifted artwork, that he has done everything he's been asked to do, and that basically he's risked his father, Joe Biden's, career to do it.
Right. I want to read directly from one of the emails in the story. It says, quote, and I really appreciate, and this is Hunter Biden, Robert Hunter Biden, speaking to the Mexican businessman. He says, I really appreciate you letting me stay at your resort villa. But I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House. Now, that gives you a little insight about what they think of the People's House and the Vice President's House. Now, he didn't have to say this, but he put it in writing. He didn't go just to the White House. He went to the Vice President's House and the inauguration. And then he says, you go completely silent. I don't hear from you for months. In other words, he's complaining about the fact that after he gave this Mexican business person all of this access to people in the White House and in the executive branch, that he didn't feel like he was shown his love afterwards. And that, Gina, is exactly what you're talking about, a quid pro quo.
Yeah, and there's a list literally from this businessman saying these are the outstanding things that he wants, with a list of those things. And it is literally listed as outstanding to-dos. And so, like, much like I would leave a honey-do list for the week for my husband when I
right,
got a
right,
house.
Right.
I mean, this is truly unbelievable. And the fact that the Democrats are literally in hiding over this, the fact that Joe Biden called a lid on his campaign today makes perfect sense, because how do they respond to this? Where is Hunter? And this, you know, ironically, is one day after Joe Biden, I think, is literally, you know, combusting in his own mind and called our president George Bush yesterday on air while
right.
Joe Biden sort of sat there awkwardly horrified. I mean, the whole campaign is self-destructing, and the news media is refusing to even acknowledge it outside of Real America's Voice. And I think it's a disgrace, and it tells you where our First Amendment is right now.
Well, let's go one step further. There's obviously a pattern here, Gina. When you're talking about kickbacks from China, when you're talking about kickbacks from Moscow, when you're talking about using the bully pulpit of the vice presidency to basically force an investigation to be changed in the Ukraine so that his son avoids, being observed or being inspected by that investigation. And now you see these other countries, Iran, Mexico, it looks like that they were cutting deals everywhere. And it wasn't something that was post presidency. It wasn't something that after he was out of office, he was like, well, now I'll use, you know, I'll be a lobbyist. I'll do the things that normal politicians. No, this was during a present administration. It appears to me there may also be several bank accounts in China that were established during his time in office. Everybody's trying to bang on the president for ending a bank account he had in China before he took office. These guys were opening them while they were in office.
While they were in office, and Burisma, of course, is involved in this, as you might expect. And of course, that's led by oligarchs that we've read all about. This involves oil money. People will want to read this article to get far more in depth, and you can at thenationalpulse.com. You can also watch Real America's Voice for more details as it unfolds, and we'll be reporting on it as it unfolds all day. And we are on top of this with all of our investigative reporters. But the crime in this isn't even just that the Biden family has engaged in this, and it looks more and more apparent every day that this is more than allegations, that we have hard evidence on this, but it is the cover-up by the media and even by those who should be investigating this, not just in media, but even inside of our government to the degree that they could be at this point. So there's just a lot here that calls into question not only how much, you know, the news media, how far they are willing to go to reelect Biden to keep the elite globalists in power, but you really have to ask yourself the question, what happens if Joe Biden is reelected? How much
right.
of this corruption continues right, you know, underneath the eyes of the media and the government, who all seem at this point, you know, somewhat responsible for it?
Well, not somewhat. They're looking the other way. The only measure of accountability is looking the other way. You know, over on Twitter, at Draw and Strike is an account that's worth following. Twitchy has a whole lengthy response on some of these things, too. And here's the thing. It doesn't just involve the Bidens. The Obamas, the Romneys, the Pelosis,
right.
everyone was cashing in. And it wasn't just a little wave, a little trickle of kickback. Gina, it's a tsunami, and it was coming
out.
And now,
Kevin, it all makes sense why they all hate President Trump so much. This election is we the people versus they the elite. I've said it from day one,
yep.
And never has a statement grown matured so well.
All right, you got to get over to thenationalpulse.com, read this, and then be watching Real America's Voice. Dr. Gina, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, we continue with this news breaking edition. Bernie Carrick joins me next. What on earth is going on with the NYPD? We'll break it down. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Trump 2020.
So that little jumping on the megaphone right there got one cop suspended over the weekend. And we've got a number of NYPD things we need to discuss that happened this weekend. And I'm glad to welcome back former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who has joined the talk radio ranks. He has his own show now over on our friend John Catsimatidis' station up the dial there. But Bernie, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here. It's an exciting week. We're going to get a new Supreme Court justice tonight, so I'm kind of like walking on air all day. But I tell you, over the weekend, there were some problematic things with the NYPD, and I'd like to get some context from you because I know your sources are better than probably anybody else's. We have three things. We have that little audio soundbite of a cop that said, Trump 2020. He's been suspended, from what I understand. There were violent attacks against Trump supporters who happened to be Jewish in Times Square over the weekend. And it looked like the cops finally intervened at the end, but there's some discussion about what took so long. And then on Friday night, you had cops going door to door in the Orthodox section of Brooklyn saying, we're going to have to write you up because you got more than 10 people in here observing Shabbat. So, Bernie, what's going on? Give us some details here.
Well, listen, I have to, you know what, Kev, I try not to to criticize the department. I mean, I try my best.
I do, too. I'm a big supporter.
I'll tell you something. I am more than disappointed at what's happened over the weekend. I was getting, you know, instant feedback on some of the demonstrations and protests that were going on. And every single message I got was, why wasn't the NYPD intervening? Why are they letting people attack other people? Why are the cops standing on the corner with their hands in their pocket? Why did it take an actual assault on a vehicle and an older man before they actually went into action? You know what? I don't know what the answers are. But I can tell you, based on what I've seen in video, based on people, photos that people sent me, based on videos that I was sent, I got to tell you, I'm disappointed. That is not the NYPD that I ran, and it's not what they should be doing. They are there to protect everybody in New York City. And these protests, you know, whether they're Black Lives Matter protests or they're pro-Trump protests, whatever the case may be, they should be there to protect the people involved. And it annoys me that, you know, if you're out there protesting for Donald Trump, you know, the cops are basically, I have to believe, they were told to stand down. There's no other reason. Why would you not interact or stop people from throwing bottles, throwing feces and urine on others, you know?
And when you say stand down, are you implying that that came from the mayor?
Well, I don't know who it came from. I can't tell you who it came from. What I can tell you is that they weren't doing their job. That I can tell you. But I am absolutely confident that was based on orders. New York City cops aren't going to stand down on their own. They're not going to stand there and watch somebody get pummeled with feces and urine and bottles or rocks and bricks. They're not going to do that on their own. Somebody told them.
Yeah.
Somebody told them. They're afraid to do their job.
Now, I've been told that the Trump supporter that said Trump 2020 over the loudspeaker, that there's some inconsistency with how the department is handling some of those incidents. Do you have any perspective on that?
Well, I don't know the details. For this guy to get suspended, why wasn't he given a warning? You know, that I know there is a lieutenant, a black lieutenant in the NYPD, who is a pro Black Lives Matter lieutenant. I've seen photos out at rallies. When they have a Black Lives Matter rally, this guy's standing there with his fist up in the air talking about black power or whatever the case may be. Well, you know what? And not to mention a number of the posts that he has posted on his social media, people have sent me. And it's inappropriate for a member of the NYPD to be going there. But, if you're going to suspend the guy for saying Trump 2020, what happened to the other guy? You know, and this goes across the board. I don't care who you're for.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference to me. Treat everybody fairly.
Talk to me about what's going on with the mayor and this kind of, or maybe it's the governor, but this kind of ultra type of rigid adherence they're expecting from the Hasidic community. It was very disturbing, and it was being flopped around on Twitter constantly Friday night, that you had NYPD going to the homes, not to the synagogues, not to the temples, to the homes of Jewish practitioners, and they're saying you can't observe Shabbat here. You've got too many people. We're going to have to write you up. That doesn't seem normal.
I want you to think about what you just said. Into the homes, right? We don't live in Russia, not yet. We don't live in China. I know they're pushing for it. I know they're trying to get it here, but we're not there yet. And what these cops are doing? Who's on this anti-Semitic push? I know the mayor is 1,000% anti-Semitic. We've seen it consistently throughout his time in office. But whoever ordered these cops to go into people's homes is outrageous. That's outrageous. Mm-hmm. We're not in communist China. We're not in Russia. We're not in Cuba, Venezuela. That's what they do there. We don't live in a third country. We don't live in a communist country. We don't live in a socialist country, at least not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep that from happening. But at the end of the day, people want to vote Joe Biden into office. That's what you're going to see all over this country.
That is a frightening prospect. I think it was a city council member that last week suggested that they actually start giving color-coded letters to members of the Hasidic community based on which neighborhoods they came from. And I was like, guys, this isn't... This is not a ghetto.
Why don't we just start tattooing people like that?
Well, yeah. Okay, yellow stars of David on their sleeves. I mean, this is insane stuff. Commissioner, hopefully better times will be ahead for us. We've got to get some new leadership in the city. You and I are agreed on that. A new mayor, a new direction for the city and state of New York would be very helpful along those lines. But keep fighting the good fight where you are. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. When we come back... A great day in America because ACB becomes an associate justice, fulfilling a lifelong dream for more than just her. Everyone who wanted to see a 6-3 majority on the court. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know how you're attacking the fall, but maybe you don't feel like you have the energy that you used to. I have been more convinced through lockdown and pandemic than ever before that my nutrition is vital to not just my survival, but my overall energy level. And that's why I take Balance of Nature. It's not an ordinary vitamin that's made out of synthetics. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and it's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients with 100% whole plants, fruits, and veggies. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So if you forgot to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's just fruits and veggies. You cannot overdose. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% on any new preferred orders of fruits and veggies. So now, before the holidays, is the perfect time to get started. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I nominated Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court of the United States. And tonight she will be confirmed by the Senate and become the newest member of the Supreme Court.
And the crowd went wild in Allentown, Pennsylvania earlier today as the president was kicking off a very busy day of barnstorming across Pennsylvania. It's going to be interesting because, as we've already made mention, Joe Biden has called a lid for the next 9 days. Here to discuss, though, what he was just referencing there is Jael Trotter of the Judicial Crisis Network. We spoke with her just last, I think it was just last week or maybe a week or 2 weeks ago. But Gail, the time has flown by, and here we are on the precipice of this evening getting to, and as I said on Twitter today, what a great week, what a great day for America. The day that I've been working towards in public policy and talk radio for like the last 20 years, we're going to get a 6-3 or at worst case scenario, 5-4 originalist Supreme Court in the under even the worst cases of 5-4. And Gail, it's we're there. She's going to be Associate Justice after tonight.
Yes, it is such a great day. And you're so right to point out that this is something that Americans have been working towards for a long, long time. And the day is finally here. It is a great day for all Americans. It's a great day for our Constitution, for our Bill of Rights, and for our entire system of government. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is going to be excellent on the Supreme Court. She's going to keep the court in its proper lane, and she is going to just be able to use her strong intellect to do these well-reasoned opinions. And I think it will have a long-term effect, and it will be part of President Trump's greatest legacy.
Let's talk about this just for a second, Gail. The overarching shape of the judiciary, of all the things that President Trump has accomplished. And again, you know, my listeners know this all the time. There may be people that question his personality or his tweeting or things they don't like about maybe the way he conducts himself interpersonally with people. But I have to, when you look at the overwhelming amount of policy, regulatory reform and economic benefit the country's achieved, that's one thing. But I think that what he's done to the judiciary casts a completely different judiciary for the next 100 years. What will that look like after Trump is even done 4 years from now? If he's got a second term, what does he leave behind by way of judges? And what will we see in those different levels of our courts, even up to the Supreme Court, from your opinion, from your perspective?
I'm so glad you raised that, because it's not just about Donald Trump fulfilling his promise about Supreme Court justices who are faithful to the Constitution, who are independent, who are fair, but he has put forth nominees, and Senator Mitch McConnell has made sure that these nominees have gone through, have been confirmed to the lower courts, to the appellate courts, to the district courts. And as you know, Kevin, many of these cases are decided at the lower level because the Supreme Court only takes up less than 100 cases a year. So in many cases, the lower courts, the district courts or the appellate courts in the federal judiciary decide these cases that have big impacts on people throughout their circuits, and it doesn't even go to the Supreme Court. So the fact that President Trump committed to this when he was a candidate for presidency, and he has delivered over and over again on this promise, you have over 200 people that President Trump nominated and were confirmed by the Senate who are in these lower court positions. And on top of that, these people who are committed constitutionalists are getting experience. So not only are they doing a good job where they are right now, but they're also in the pipeline for future vacancies. It's really a stunning achievement of the first Trump term.
Yeah. Gail, for people that don't follow the legal system closely, pare it down for the man or woman on the street. Why do originalist judges matter over, say, activist judges?
Right. Well, it's a question of whether you want the people to have the power or if you want nine unelected, unaccountable judges to decide very important pieces of policy and things that are very contentious and part of the national debate. And constitutionalists, this is a thing that the left gets wrong or caricatures about the right all the time. The right wants originalist justices because they want to retain the power to the people. They want the people to debate these issues and decide them instead of having it decided by judicial fiat. And the left likes to say, oh, you know, Republicans want to put Republicans on the bench. No, Republicans want to put originalists who will follow the law instead of putting their personal policy preferences into the decisions that they make as judges. And I think that's a real clear delineation between the left's approach to the judiciary, which they would like to function as a super legislature, and the Republicans' approach to the judiciary. They want the judiciary to follow the law instead of making up the law.
Right. No, it's well said. And Gail Trotter, as we started out saying, a great day for America and a very big celebration tonight as we see either a 6-3 or a 5-4 permanent majority, depending on how you count it. But John Roberts is good most of the time. He's just disappointed us on a couple of things. But at the very worst, we get a 5-4 on those big cases when Roberts does deflect, and it's still just a great, great day for conservatives, for people of the Constitution, for people of faith, and for people of America. This is what it's all about. Gail Trotter, thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, we're coming back, taking a look at the markets when we continue. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
But if Biden and the Democrat Socialists are elected, they will raise your taxes to a level that you've never seen before.
Oh, they didn't like that in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and they didn't like it in Lititz, Pennsylvania, and they didn't like it anywhere in Pennsylvania today. The president barnstorming one end of the state to the other and just working. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has said he's going to go take a nap for a few days. Hey, what do each his own, whatever works. We'll see. We've got David Fisher back with us from Landmark Capital. And David, of course, the economy is going to be one of the big things that people are voting on. And man, the markets today are just taking a beating. We'll talk about that in a second. But give us an update on where things stand year to date thus far.
Year to date, the Dow unfortunately went back in the red, down 1.1%. The S&P, though, is up 6.8%, and the NASDAQ of the three indexes up the most, 27.8%. Gold and silver leading the charge, silver as that is, but gold up 25.4%, and silver, the number one market, 38.2%.
And I'm guessing that the idea is still buy the dip in gold right now.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Even billionaires and hedge fund managers are saying, you know, in fact, you know, even last week, Goldman Sachs said sell the dollar, buy silver, and Citibank said the week before, now is the time to buy gold. So, yeah. We're going to have much higher prices due to all the spending and stimulus that still is yet to come, even though we don't have one right now.
Well, let's rotate back to the markets. The Dow just getting shellacked. What's going on? Is it just the overvaluations working itself out, getting ready to head into the fourth quarter here? Is it lack of stimulus? There's not enough activity? What's going on?
Well, earnings are going to be dismal, or have been dismal, except for, you know, Amazon, Apple, and the tech, you know, Microsoft. They're going to do well. But, you know, stocks rallied Friday higher, but they were down for the week, Kevin, unable to shake the habit of, you know, will we have a stimulus, won't we have a stimulus. Generally, there's been a little bit more selling in the market last week than there has been buying, and it's because of the stimulus. Mike Wilson with Morgan Stanley, the chief U.S. equity strategist, said the same thing he said last week. He's saying again this week, and he's saying there's more downside than upside in the current S&P 500 levels. You know, we've had a closing. The S&P hasn't been able to break eight, closing in the last 8 weeks, so the longest period since we've been in this, what you call the new bull market, since March. So it's been stagnant, and it's headed for the biggest drop in the month right now, according to Bloomberg News, because of the threat of rising coronavirus cases, plus the lack of stimulus from Washington, Pelosi and Mnuchin not coming to a agreement. So we're going to see some of that. Some of it is also a bubble in the market. U.S. equities are at the pre-1994 levels. The S&P is crazy at the year-to-date levels of where they are. In other words, when you look at the S&P trading at the highest multiple in 70 years, the corporate earnings we're talking about, we are the P/E ratio is above the dot-com range, so which is, you know, the end of the 1990s, year 2000. So in the calendar year of 2020, corporate earnings crashed. They were 23% below their 2019 peak. So we're having a rally in the NASDAQ without earnings, and most of the earnings, because about 95% of the stocks are still underwater, 50% are stagnant, and we got the big four that are five that are moving the market. So it's some of it's bubbles, some of it's stimulus, and some of it's COVID.
So you said a couple of weeks ago that the market is usually successful in predicting the elections. We all like to play the election prediction game around these parts. I have my maps. You have the markets. Currently, what is the market saying about 2020?
A President Trump win. Right now it's saying that. And when you put the S&P 500 and you look at it 3 months before the election, it's been successful predicting 87% of the election since 1928 and 100% since 1984. So when the returns were positive 3 months before the election, the incumbent president was reelected. And that's where we're at. But we're only 2% up from it breaking that trend, unless the trend breaks in itself and we have a weird outcome because of the unknown. The whole bottom line is get out and vote, though.
Okay. Give us an update on gold and silver. You're still bullish on them?
Absolutely. Governments are printing money nonstop. Gold is on the rise in value. Fed chairman came out last week, talked at the IMF, and he said that 80% of central banks around the world are exploring the idea of central bank having digital currency. And the ECB issued a statement saying that it's considering a digital euro in supplement of a cash-based euro. So central banks are the greatest ally for gold. This is not a good thing if we go digital. Of course, central banks have been buying gold aggressively, and silver is on the rise of the coattails of gold, even more than gold percentage-wise. So get in before this big rally that we're getting ready to break out, probably in after election. We're going to see a breakout to the upside of metals. I don't see it beforehand, but now is a lull before the big movement, because they're going to create a lot of stimulus either before election, but probably after election, I think, and that's going to cause higher prices in gold and silver.
All right, friends, you want to know more about how to do all of the stuff that you should be doing to protect your portfolio. You need to call David's team at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And if you've got a if you let them do their program called the Financial Blueprint, which is taking a deep dive in what you're doing and making sure that you're on the right path, giving you an honest assessment of where you're at. There's some special things that we're going to be rolling out here in the next week or so about what you should do in relationship to that. But I want you to ask them about the Financial Blueprint, because it doesn't cost anything, and it is a valuable assessment of what you're doing and what you could do, should do, need to do to stay protected. Landmark Capital can also be accessed on YouTube. Go to YouTube and in the search bar put Landmark Capital. You'll see all of David's videos. And he's still got that white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. The newest edition is available, and you can get that when you call 844-604-2575. It does not cost you a thing, and it is well worth the reading. 844-604-2575. Landmark Capital, the only place I buy my gold and silver. And friends, I would encourage you to do the same. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, we'll talk to you again soon.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Joe. Having studied Kevin McCullough and Alex Garrett's AM 970 electoral map, I predict President Trump wins with 380 electoral votes.
Wow.
He wins the popular vote, and since you asked, the Republicans win the House, the Democrats win the Senate.
You know, I'm very honored that Professor Charlie Finch read the map. I don't know how he gets his conclusions, though. I didn't say 380 electoral votes at all. My latest map has 328, I think, for the president. I do think he takes the House, and I think that the Republicans retain the Senate. I don't see a path to the Senate going down. Maybe I'm wrong, and I reserve the right to be wrong, Charlie, if you're listening. So thank you for your kind shout out. And I didn't know Alex had anything to do with the map, but, you know, hey, I'm willing to share the credit, to spread it around. Alex, you can have the credit for all the wrong things we get. I'll just blame all the bad stuff on you. How's that? Thank you, Charlie. And thank you, Joe. Joe Piscopo, the morning man at AM 970, The Answer here in New York, said that he wanted to get me back on soon to talk about the election. Speaking of the map, the new version will drop on Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, if you are in New York City, you do not want to miss the 4 to 6 p.m. blowout special. John Catsimatidis leading the charge. He's the owner of our fiercest competitor, WABC. But he and I are going to anchor a two-hour victory special here at AM 970 because the way we approach this is that there's just we can't leave anything on the bench. We've got to give it our all. So radio stations working together, people working together, neighborhoods working together. We've got to fight for what's right. We've got to fight for what's true. And if there's someone who will fight for common sense and decency, it's John Catsimatidis. So we're gonna take the entire afternoon, 4 to 6, right here on AM 970 on Wednesday. And you will love the lineup. It'll be fantastic radio. You won't want to miss this. In fact, one of my former coworkers, Frank Morano, told me on Sunday, he said, Kev, of all of the radio, because he now works for our fierce competitor over there, So of all the radio shows that I listen to, the one that I never miss is when you and John are on. He goes, you just never know what's going to happen. Well, we're going to give you 2 hours of not knowing what's going to happen on Wednesday. But hopefully by the time we're done, you have a firm idea of just how much hope there is. Because, friends, we're going to win this. The forces for good. Barnstorming across Pennsylvania, making maps, producing radio shows, working together. It's what's best about America, and it's coming your way. So get ready, America, because we're in this to win.